This is Morning Edition on IPR News. Good morning. I'm David Castleman. Last month, state officials put out a long-awaited report on the oil pipeline that crosses the Straits of Mackinac. It was the result of months of investigation and testimony, inspired by public outcry over Enbridge's Line 5. But for all that work, officials still don't actually know that much about the condition of the 60-year-old pipe. New reporting in Bridge Magazine dives into this issue. Ted Roloffs did the reporting, and he joins us right now. Ted, thanks for coming on.
Good to be with you.
The state spent a lot of time looking into Line 5. What does the state actually know now after all that effort?
Well, I think it knows a bit more than it did before. They requested more information from Enbridge, and Enbridge Energy, which is the operator for this Line 5, shared some limited information with the state. The problem from the state's perspective, I would think also from the public perspective, is that some of this information is highly technical. These are typically the inspection reports that are done by devices, robotic devices that actually send through the oil pipeline. And Michigan doesn't really have anybody in the DEQ that can even interpret this data. And the broader issue of, in the course of reporting this story, what certainly I didn't realize before, is that the pipeline network in this country, which is about 2.5 million miles of liquid gas and petroleum pipeline, it's essentially self-regulated by the industry. The federal agency that oversees it essentially outsources the inspection to the industry itself, and the data from those reports remains with the pipeline operators. It doesn't even go to the agency that oversees it.
Well, then, what kind of oversight does the federal government even have then?
You could say not much. I mean, this organization, which is called the Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration, they've got something around 110 to 120 inspectors for 2.5 million miles of pipe. So I think that might tell you something right there. And as I understand it, the way it works, the inspectors don't actually do a whole lot of field work inspection. A lot of this consists of visiting the offices where this data is kept and reviewing it. In the case of Line 5, and especially the section of pipeline that goes under the Straits of Mackinac, which is about 4.6 miles of pipeline, largely the state of Michigan is left with Enbridge saying, we inspect it at least every 2 years, both through exterior looks at it, through remote camera devices and divers to look at the exterior of the pipe and these various inline robotic inspections that it does, and they say it's in excellent condition. So Michigan says, well, you said it is, so it must be.
You mentioned that the state of Michigan had some of this information kind of dumped on them, a lot of pretty technical stuff. Do you know of any plans to investigate this information further?
Yeah, I was told by a spokesman for the DEQ that one of their goals coming out of the task force report on the pipeline is to get people or contract with people that can interpret that data. I tried to pin them down on when and who and how many, and I really didn't get a specific answer on that. But, I mean, they will freely grant that they don't have anybody on their staff that knows how to interpret that data. Right now, the state of Michigan, let's put it this way, all the data that Enbridge has about the condition of that pipeline, Michigan itself, people on the staff of the DEQ or anybody else in the state of Michigan doesn't know much more than the limited amount that they have right now.
You mentioned this already. Enbridge insists that this pipeline is safe and that the segment across the Straits of Mackinac has never had a problem. But, you know, of course, other groups, especially environmental groups, say this thing is a huge threat. How can we evaluate where the truth is?
Well, that's the trick. And, you know, that's what I ran into in reporting this, is that right now, the people that have nearly all the data that's going to tell you about this, it's a corporation. It's called Enbridge Energy. The state of Michigan knows a little, but Enbridge really is the one that's privy to the state of that pipeline. And to be fair, one of the spokesmen I talked to for Enbridge made the point, and I think this is valid, that it's in their self-interest not to have a leak. So one could believe that there's a lot of reason for them to be conscientious, because a leak would be incredibly expensive. It would be a PR nightmare for them. It's not something they want. But on the other hand, this pipeline has been there for 62 years. And I don't know anybody that would say that a pipeline is forever. So what's the end point of that? And who knows? Who knows?
Ted Roloffs has new reporting about Line 5 in Bridge Magazine this month. Thanks for joining us.
Glad to do it.
And you're listening to Morning Edition on IPR News.